My dear friends, this is Dominic Sola, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. Well, I'm excited. I'm watching the Holy Spirit move on the Bride of Christ. I'm watching people stepping into their destiny. How about you? Where are you right now? Are you stepping into your destiny? This is a moment like no other in history. This is when the great people of history step into their positions. This is when Joan of Arc stepped into her position. That is the time we're living in right now. We're looking for great leaders of our country, great leaders of the medical field, great leaders of the church. Are you one of them? Is it a stepping stone? You don't usually step from A to Z. That's usually you take steps. Are you being prepared for that? Have you gone through your testings? Is the testing over? Is it time to put on the armor of God? And is it time to step out into the real world, into the physical and spiritual world, and do what God has called you to do? Now, some people are going to wait. Some people are going to lay back. Some people are going to say, hey, let me see what's about to happen. I'll wait. I'll see what Joe and Susan are going to do, and maybe then I'll make my move. I'm sorry. When Joe and Susan make their move, they'll probably take that position, and it may only be open for a short while, just like Joan of Arc was only open for a short while when she took her position as leading the military that was filled with men. You know, just when great people step into their positions, that's when they become famous. So what are you doing again, hiding in your bedroom? Well, you expecting greatness to knock on your door? You have to step out into the public. You have to step out into the arena. You have to step out in that place. If you're going to be Peter, you're going to lay down your nets and you're going to follow Jesus, if that's what you're looking to do. If you're looking to have a ministry, you're not going to have it in your bedroom. You've got to step out for your ministry. You have to step out to where you're going to have it. You're going to have to step out to be recognized. People have to recognize your anointing. They've got to see who you are. Some of people just waiting for somebody to knock on the door and go, oh, we heard you're hiding in here. I know there's a couple times there with Gideon in the Bible where God found him in the wine press when he was filled with fear and he was hiding and God went and found him. But a lot of times God's not going to go and find you. You have to go find your position. You have to go align yourself where God wants you to be aligned. So I'm just praying for you right now in Jesus' name that what's ever been holding you back, what's ever stopping you from leaving your house, that you just begin to step out into the world. You just begin to meet people, make divine connections in Jesus' name, because you need divine connections to go where you're going. Very few people go from A to Z without divine connections. You need mentoring. You need people to help you. You need finances. So, you know, there's a lot here that has to be put together. And the longer you wait, the longer it's going to take. And in fact, some people miss it and they have to wait 40 years of wandering in the desert. They have to wait all that time again for that opportune time. I'm telling you, right now is opportune time for greatness in the body of Christ and in the world. This is an hour and a moment, a huge battle's going on between good and evil. And if you step out into the battle right now, you're going to find yourself in a position of greatness. But you got to step out in Jesus' name. So whatever's holding you back, whatever fears, what anxieties, you are loosed from them in Jesus' name. And I prophesy, proclaim, and decree over you greatness. I prophesy over you divine appointments. I prophesy over you divine alignments. I prophesy over you divine timing. Timing is so important. So when you feel prompted by the Spirit, you go ahead and step out and you watch the hand of God be on you. You watch the favor of God and the favor of man, and you will be somebody whose name will be written down in history because you did something great for good, not for evil, for good. Because when I said that, I thought to myself, there's a lot of people today that want their names in a newspaper doing evil things. We're talking about people doing great things for God that will change the world and help people, minister to people, and set people free in Jesus' name. This is Dominic Sola. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. Goodnews@gate.net.